and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal authorities have announced 5 arrests in connection with the drug overdose of actor Matthew Perry last October. An autopsy report showed the Friends star died from a ketamine overdose after battling with addiction. ABC's Alex Stone says investigators traced the drug from its initial sources. It includes 2 doctors and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen of L.A.
Well, it's been a question of where it came from and what the source of the ketamine was, and the investigation going through the tree of who could have given it to him? Who was the supplier before that? Who gave it to that supplier? It is going down and shaking down that tree that they have been doing for almost a year now.
Ceasefire talks taking place in Doha today. Hamas not participating in this round, saying it's already agreed to a previous version. Following pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University campus against the war in Gaza, the president of Columbia announcing she's stepping down. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 1 in 4 voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of 2 proposed amendments to the state constitution. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Election officials say voter turnout for Tuesday's partisan primary was the highest across the state in 60 years. According to an Associated Press report, unofficial results show over 26% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast their ballot in Tuesday's election, with a number of competitive primary races and 2 constitutional amendments on the ballot. The constitutional amendments were the only statewide issues proposed on Tuesday's ballot, and just over 1.2 million residents voted on the eventually rejected proposals. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public meeting to discuss the Bong Bridge Improvement Project. According to a press release, DOT officials will host the meeting at the Superior Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting will cover proposed improvements to the Bong Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, including concrete repairs, sealing the bridge deck, and replacing light bases and poles. The planned construction would result in some lane, ramp, and sidewalk closures. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed, regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Wins will be here to wrap up the week, and we'll get geared up for the DNC kicking off in Chicago on Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbash Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbash.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, August 15th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay, over to the Ole Miss, Mississippi River, and all points in between. We welcome you into the broadcast today. Great to have you along. A little overcast, a little rainy today in the capital city, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, where drizzle is the word of the day. Some parts of the state may see some heavier rain later this afternoon into tonight. Mr. Zommer is working eagerly. Everything, are we on the air? Oh, fantastic. That's great. The good news is we're on the air. That's great. You never know these days, but apparently we are on the air. We have a great show for you today coming up later. Second hour, you'll see those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. I am wearing my Milwaukee Brewers jersey here. The old number 8 as I turn around. You can see my bald spot and the Euchre. Got Euchre's jersey on here. Coming up in hour number 2, Kelly Call, Wisconsin native, former president of CBS Entertainment, is going to be on the show. He is the producer of a brand new film, along with his co-producer and the director, Sean Hannish, are going to be here. Their new film called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series run.
Just a bit outside.
Yes, that. they'll be here in hour number 2, so really looking forward to that. That'll be fantastic. But right now, joining us usually on Wednesdays, but he was so kind as we were up yesterday, had a great day, and a big shout-out to the folks up at Volk Field, in particular General David May, who is the interim adjutant general of the Wisconsin National Guard. All the great folks up there. Also, Major Shaver, who is the commanding officer up there at Volk Field. We were there for the Northern Lightning Expedition training event. And boy, beautiful day. Great to see those aircraft. And more importantly, the men and women who make that all work and keep us safe and are deterring war around the world, and just some great American heroes up there. So we did that yesterday. So our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, was so kind as to push back a day. He joins us from our nation's capital. Trigvi Olson, what a guy you are. Thanks for being flexible this week, and how you been?
I have been pretty good. A little busy, but pretty good.
Nothing going on, right, politically?
A little bit going on. Actually, you know what, Todd? Sometimes it's better to be lucky than skillful. Yes. And I think me coming on today is probably an example of that, given that there's some stuff going on in the news. Yeah. And we have the Wisconsin primaries as well that we can talk about. But yeah, there's every day something happening, Todd.
There is, and for those who might not be regular listeners, Trigvi Olson, a former Republican like myself, a River Falls, Wisconsin native, knows Western Wisconsin, the entire state very well, spent a lot of time working for national figures such as Mitch McConnell and John McCain before, like myself, leaving the party, and now is with the pro-democracy, anti-Trump organization, Lincoln Project. Trigvi, where do you want to start?
I don't know. We could start with what happened on Tuesday, or we could start with all the breaking news that Corey Lewandowski is now apparently back in Trump world. That's an example.
Let's
of the insanity not being central to the coalition, I think.
But. So let's start with this breaking news, because I've been kind of looking at this morning, and people that you know very well, Chris LaCivita and Susie Weil, have been running Trump World, and there's been a lot of Twitter news on this, and there were reports this morning that there were negotiations underway to either fire them from the campaign or to have them in a more diminished role moving forward. And now what can you tell us, Trigvi, what are your sources saying about Lewandowski coming back to the campaign?
You know, I don't, well, I've been talking to a few people because, you know, the way these things work is I end up getting calls from reporters. Everybody is asking everybody, do you know what's going on? And in a situation like this, there's lots of fog of war, I think, happening. You know, so Chris and Susie are saying that they're augmenting the team, put out a statement that they're bringing Corey back in. Corey has already been telling people that Susie and Chris report to them. It's all a large cluster. I can't use the word.
We appreciate that.
I'm on radio. If I were on a podcast, I would be more colorful. And my 15-year-old daughter listens to every podcast I'm on and then chews me out when I swear. But, you know, what it says is, and this is going to be no surprise to our listeners because we talk about it all the time, Donald Trump's world is chaos. And the problem with someone like Donald Trump is it augments the chaos. We all end up living in his world of chaos when he was president. And you know, his campaign is one of utter chaos.
So
competing factions and crazy.
Explain to people, because there's, as you said, all kinds of reporting on this, some of it more factual, I think, than others. But you've been in this realm, i.e. the Republican presidential level of, not directly in Trump world, but I mean, you've been, you know, some of these players on this, the legit players like Chris LaCivita, and the non-legit players like Sean Miller or Stephen Miller, whatever, and these other people.
Jason Miller. I know Jason Miller and I know Corey from when I was helping Ron Paul World at Rand's behest. And, you know, Corey is from New Hampshire, and he and Jason and people like that used to be sort of more around the Ron Paul fringe. And then Donald Trump came along, and because none of the serious people wanted to work for Donald Trump, they ended up being the guys, and then Donald Trump got through. I mean, what you have to understand about Donald Trump in the 2016 Republican primaries, he was basically Donald Trump, Corey Lewandowski, Jason, Hope Hicks, and an airplane.
Right.
right. That's what they were.
Right.
You know, and they beat everybody.
Yeah, and still kind of shocked people and said, hey, this kind of band of Motley Crue folks made it through. And then in 2020, tried to have more legit people. But you made this point before that LaCivita, you know, ran Ron Johnson's campaign here for U.S. Senate and won and beat Mandela Barnes, of course, in that race. So he knows how to win races. He knows how to win races in Wisconsin. But what's your take on this reporting and kind of analysis from various sources that Trump just got caught with his political pants down this time and didn't have a playbook on the shelf for if Biden wasn't the guy? And your cohort and colleague at the Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, made this point that they just didn't have a plan B. You had James Carville, a longtime Democratic strategist for Clinton, saying they didn't have anything on the shelf. Is this a result of poor planning on the people like Susie and Chris who were running the campaign? Or is it just Trump saying, I don't want to even go down that road? Does it all come back to the candidate?
So what I would tell you is when you're sitting in those rooms, right, at the very outset of any campaign, you are going through, you know, your objective is to win the election. you have to set a strategy. How are we going to get the votes that we need? How many votes do we need? You know, how many votes do you need to get to win the election, and what your issue platform is going to be? All of those things, they're built on a set of initial assumptions that you're making about the race. If Susie and Chris made a mistake, which they clearly did, it was they assumed that Joe Biden would be the candidate, and they continued to hold to that assumption even at the convention. You know, you and I were out at the RNC. Mm-hmm. I was running into people. They would, I don't know why they were asking me that I had any insight into what Democrats would do, but I did. People I ran into were like, there's no way Biden's not going to be the nominee, right? And I kept thinking, I don't know, man, Nancy Pelosi, she's pretty, I wouldn't want her coming after me. But they had a plan. The plan was built on an assumption Biden would be the candidate. They spent years undermining Biden about age. Biden got up on a debate stage and demonstrated to the world that he was like dad, you know, with the car keys, running into the garage door and bumping into mom.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't believe that the Democrats would be able to go to Biden and say, you're not going to be the guy. They got caught up, which happens, right? Mm-hmm. In believing, being so committed to what they had set out as their assumption that, and when that didn't prove to be true, it was a disaster for them. And so now they're living with the consequences of that. One consequence is Donald Trump is now behind in multiple states. Another consequence is they have utter chaos in their own campaign. That's what happens when you make a plan based on something and the assumption proves to be faulty.
And isn't this just underestimating Joe Biden? I think maybe perhaps because Donald Trump could never conceive a campaign that wasn't all about the candidate, they just assumed that Biden was going to be the same way. And they underestimated that, yes, you know, there's from reporting and people who actually know him and work around him, there's the kind of tough Joe Biden that drops a lot of F-bombs and can be cantankerous and kind of digs in and hard to work with. But then there's the other Joe Biden who, if he has time to kind of cool off and think about things in his heart, is actually a compassionate, empathetic guy who believes in country before self. And at the end of the day, that authentic Joe Biden was the one that won out. Is it just that they never thought that he would actually do that?
I think there's some truth to what you're saying. I would add the caveat, and John McCain used to say this all the time, and I heard him say it multiple times. You know, the only thing that cures presidential ambition is embalming fluid. And he stole that from Morris Udall, who is his friend from I think Udall is from, not from Arizona, he's from Nevada. But Mo Udall's line, McCain stole it. I think did Joe Biden still believe that he would be the best person to be president of the United States for four more years? Yeah, sure. Deep down, I think Biden probably did not believe that Harris would be able to do any better than he was doing. And probably they miscalculated. Some of that's ego, right? Like, and some of that's not, you know, aging old people issues are hard. That said, you know, Pelosi clearly was the one person who had the stature and was of a similar age and, quite frankly, the contacts to be able to be the person to go to Biden world and say, you know what, Dad, you've run into mom, and next time you're going to mow down a bunch of people in a crosswalk. We're taking the keys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just think the Democrats made the right decision, and La Civita and Susie are living with the consequences of being too committed to their assumptions.
Come back, talk more Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. It's the All Balls Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, August 15th, 2024. Off the text line, WAUK in Waukesha. Sherry, listening in or watching in beautiful Horicon, shouts out to us and says, good afternoon, Todd and Aaron and friends. Very good. Hello, Sherry and Horicon. Always appreciate you listening and watching.
I love the Horicon Marsh, Todd.
Right? It's part of what makes Wisconsin
great. We went on a field
great.
Trip that when I was in sixth grade, all the sixth graders got to go to, every year the sixth graders would get to go to a field trip to Horicon Marsh.
Really? That's awesome. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. All of them from across the Falls.
A quick programming note before we get back to Trigvi Olson, our conversation. He is the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us on a Thursday instead of a Wednesday this week. Quick programming note. Coming up at 1:30 or just thereafter, very special guests, Kelly Call and also Sean Hanisch, who are the producer and director-producer, respectively, of a brand-new film about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series run called Just a Bit Outside. They are making their appearance here on the show, going to be spending about a half an hour talking about the show, about the movie, rather. And here's the big news that goes with that. We are going to give listeners in that half hour a chance to win 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewers game in September, and then 4 tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside at your Marcus Theater of your choice in Wisconsin. I believe it's September 13th is the world premiere. And so Mr. Zauber is giving the thumbs up, and I appreciate that. So if you want to go to this world premiere in Wisconsin, and also the Brewers tickets, be here in hour two, and we'll do that. But here's the note. Some of our stations that carry the Brewers in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, and Park Falls are going to be leaving us just after 12:30 here to actually carry a Milwaukee Brewers game. They play this afternoon.
What?
I know. So here's the deal. If you want to win these tickets to both the game and the movie, it's simple. Just download the Civic Media app, and you can, it's free, it takes less than a minute. Go to your Apple or Android device, download the Civic Media app, and then you can listen to us on Mad Radio. It's the first one that comes up in Madison, or your respective radio station in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, and Park Falls. You can listen because we can't stream the Brewers, so we should be going out over the air on the stream. Or you can watch us on Facebook at The All Ball Show, the Todd All Ball Show. Also on Twitter, X is at All Ball Show. And then also on YouTube at The Todd All Ball Show. Or on the Civic Media website, which is civicmedia.us. So if you want to listen to us, not over the air, so you can win these tickets in the second hour, go to one of those spaces and you can find us there. So there's your programming note for today. Right now, though, as we said, very excited to have Trigvi Olson, former Republican like myself, who's worked on presidential campaigns such as John McCain's. And this news coming out today, now breaking across several sources, that former President Donald Trump expected to add staff to his campaign. Two sources now familiar with the matter, CNN, CBS, other places, saying that his first campaign manager and staunch ally, Corey Lewandowski, is going to rejoin the campaign as Trump finds itself, Trump world, in kind of a campaign spiral. And this is what I think, you know, I'll say facetiously, our old friend Scott Walker, even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic, because rather than focusing on policy issue differences with the vice president, Trump keeps, and we saw this last night, melting down into these personal attacks over her race, over crowd size, this nonsense and proven falsehood that the crowds are being generated by AI. He's just off the rails, Trigvi. And can anybody get him back on a campaign that makes sense?
No.
that's a short, good answer. he's just, and again, if this were Joe Biden, I go back to this. We talked about this earlier. Think about this, Trigby. If this were Joe Biden standing in the White House press room or anywhere else and saying, you know what, I'm looking at this on TV, and Trump's crowds are completely made up. It's not real. A computer did this. I mean, the mainstream media would be calling, and rightfully so, for the 25th Amendment to get this guy out of here. And yet Trump seems to get a free pass.
Yeah. You know, the one upside of a news cycle day like today is I've been getting a lot of calls from reporters, and I've been pitching them on coming on to talk to us because they're all going to be in Chicago. So I think I've got two really good ones for us next week. So Fantastic. We can be asking them about that. And, you know, when you're a guy who did what I spent my life doing, you're fascinated by the reporting class. I will also tell you, and this is just if I can diverge for a second, you know, I have a daughter who makes movies and wants to be a reporter. If she becomes a political reporter, that is going to be karma kicking me in the posterior. If she becomes a sports reporter and covers the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. That will also be karma, and karma will be the guy from the Chiefs coming home to me. Karma, I'll be able to write my own song about karma. Karma is dad getting to go be a production supervisor at a Chiefs Packers game. At the Packers game. But
and she does both, by the way. She does both of them, sports and film very well.
Yeah, you know some people. She got a paying gig with somebody you know and was filming
it was very,
them.
They were
yeah,
very impressed
she's
with
really,
her.
15, she's right. really good at that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't get the whole TikTok thing, but she does. And right. so, yeah, it's honestly, when you get to see your kids, you know, doing things that are around what you know, but taking it to a whole different place that you could never do, it's a really cool feeling. Here's the thing, though, Todd. This week is going to be fascinating. I don't understand, you know, here's the thing. You mentioned Scott Walker. You know, I've never gotten Scott Walker. He was the guy at Badger Boys State running for president. Well, people like me were trying to get, you know, the college girls who were serving milk very unsuccessfully out behind a dorm room at Ripon College. But me and the other 4,000 guys there, except for Scott Walker. I don't, even in Scott's case, you know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. the reality is, like, even this, I'm not sure how he cannot be smart enough to understand Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. And honestly, Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes. Like, I would like to have a teaching moment. Autocratic actors are all about themselves, and all they want to talk about is themselves. Look at what Putin's doing. He's like Baghdad Bob. There aren't Ukrainians in Russia at the moment. No, but your biggest airbase just got completely destroyed by Ukrainian drones, dude. Like, same thing.
Yes, absolutely. That may have been the best line you've ever had in this show. I'm not a smart man, but I know what politics is.
He may not
is.
Be a smart man, but he knows what politics is. It's true. It's true.
Somebody off of a great listener up at Wausau on WXCO, our great station up there, says, quote, I agree with Bernie Sanders that Trump is setting everything up to blame that the election is stolen and not legit. I mean, we've seen this already, Trigby, across the country where you have Republicans all in certain Secretary of State positions already before a vote has been cast saying that they're not going to certify an election. I mean, let's go back and talk about that, your experience with fighting autocracies around the world. As Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Packer fan, and hoping that his daughter isn't a Chiefs fan someday. Come on back. We'll talk
sure
about
he
it.
Is.
On the other side is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Trying to keep calves healthy is always an uphill battle, but one school is trying to fix that. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Tara Montgomery, the School of Agriculture Director at UW-Platteville, explains a bit about the research their mechanical and industrial engineering department is doing to help catch health issues in calves sooner.
Looking at enhancing dairy calf health. So the Department of Mechanical and Industrial Engineering has some faculty who are interested in machine learning. And so trying to collect data on the very youngest of our animals on the dairy farm and trying to predict their health a little sooner. Because if we can get ahead of some of the health events, where before we might have treated with antibiotics and maybe lost some production from those animals, we can reduce the use of antibiotics and still enhance the health and welfare of the calves.
Tara Montgomery on some early health issue detection research going on at UW-Platteville. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and I'll have those midday markets right after this.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Remember to stay up to date with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. And here are your midday markets from Chicago. September corn contracts are at 379 3/4, down 1 1/4. December corn contracts are at 4.5, down 1/4. September soybean contracts are at 960.5, up 8.25. November soybeans are at 978, up 9.5. September wheat contracts are at 536 1/4, up 1.5. Class 3 milk contracts for September are at 2164 hundredweight, up 34 cents. And Class 3 milk contracts for October are at 2192 hundredweight, up 27 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You flip the script for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down.
Welcome back
to the Town Hall Mall Show. It's a party on a Thursday, August 15th, 2024, Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 12 noon. Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, Zomers, is making it. Is that a little Katy Perry? Is that how you dialed?
No, it's Karma by Taylor Swift.
Oh, it's Karma by Taylor Swift. Oh, I don't know what it is. All right. I didn't hear the, yeah. All right.
Karma is the guy from Badger Boy State calling me out.
See, this is when your producer is ahead of you.
I bet Scott Walker wishes he lost that race for the primary for Secretary of State to me.
This is an example of what happens on the live stream. So if you watch this on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, you can actually see what we talk about when we're not technically on the air. And sometimes that is as much of a party as it is on the air. So
yeah, I was just wondering. I know that on the radio you can't give someone the middle finger, but right. I was thinking about doing that to Zomers because that was such a good, that was so well played, Zomers. Dude, that was phenomenal.
That was very good.
Coming at me with Karma by the Chiefs. Yeah, right. Yeah, that was so good. He's the best in the business.
He's the best. He's the best in the business.
Well, he's the only one I know in the business, but he's the best in the business I know.
He's the only one you know.
Appreciated nonetheless.
I went up to the Dells last week. My sister and brother-in-law, who you know, were camping out at Christmas Mountain. And so I went up there, had some s'mores, and we were just sitting there.
Dream vacation in the Dells.
Yeah. We were just part of what makes Wisconsin great. We were just sitting there minding our own business, roasting marshmallows for s'mores. And this car drives by, and there's these two kids. I mean, neither one of them could have been more than 8 years old, and the other one was maybe 4 or 5. And they, two young boys, shirtless, with the windows rolled down, and for no reason at all, they both just stuck both their arms out the window and flipped us off. I'm like, what's that? What is wrong with kids today?
My younger daughter, who's 12, she is really funny. In fact, it's really there are times. Because this is what I've discovered when you have kids. There are traits in yourself, right, that your kids end up having. And some of them drive you absolutely nuts because they're what drive you nuts about yourself. But you don't want to admit it. And then you have to admit it. My younger daughter is a mistress at giving the finger multiple ways. Like, she literally sits around and tries to think of really fun. And the thing is, I would like to be mad at her, ground her, take her phone away, no YouTube privileges, but I can't because she makes me laugh so hard because she and then she'll say to me, because I'm a person who never knows what I'm supposed to wear to things, so I'm always asking, am I dressed okay? She'll always say to me, if I'm mad at her, Daddy, I really like your outfit. And she's done it since she's little.
Just
like,
to be sarcastic.
She's totally figured out how to psyops me. Sort of like what we do to Donald Trump.
Right. Oh, that's
at
fantastic.
The Lincoln Project. By the way, if people have not seen the latest ad that we put out the situation, they should watch it.
You read our mind, Trivy Olson, because here we go. Here is the latest ad by the Lincoln Project on stolen valor, because it turns out that the Trump folks want to attack Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. 24 years he spent in service, retired from the military, honorable discharge, and Republicans, MAGA folks, Trumpsters are attacking Tim Walz. So here's what the good folks, the Lincoln Project, put out about the former president, Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump is a draft dodger, a coward.
I had deferments because of college, like a lot of people did, numerous deferments because of college.
When 58,000 men gave their lives in Vietnam, Trump was the spoiled rich kid who faked bone spurs.
I had a foot thing and I had deferment for that.
He mocked men who fought, bragging that cruising New York for sex and avoiding STDs was his own Vietnam.
It is your personal Vietnam, isn't it?
It is my personal.
It is. You've
Vietnam.
Said that many
I feel
times.
Like a great and very brave soldier.
Trump called veterans suckers and losers. He mocked POW John McCain.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump, a coward, a criminal.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Stand up for America.
And when we fight, we win!
as we say in Wisconsin, yowzers. That one burned slow and long, Trigby. That, nicely done.
Yeah, I think that Rick Wilson guy might be okay.
He might be okay.
He might be, yeah.
I mean, that's got to get to the right down where the chickens can get at it.
He is a bright man. He is a bright
Rick
man.
Rick Wilson is,
actually,
yeah.
And he knows how to make ads.
Right. What do you make of this, Trigby? I mean, is this just, I mean, of course, Chris LaCivita was the guy in charge of the Swift Boat ads against John Kerry, which, of course, John McCain at the time, as a sitting U.S. Republican senator, called out as a bridge too far and said it was disgraceful. What do you make of these new attacks on Tim Walz?
Well, so a couple of things. One thing about the ads, so the Stolen Valor tagline and the fact that that's the title of the ad is actually an allusion to the Swift Boat ads about John Kerry, because that's what they accused John Kerry of. Honestly, it isn't going to work, and it isn't going to work for a few reasons. There's a difference in what's being talked about. John Kerry didn't respond. Clearly, obviously, we're responding, the Harris campaign. It's not going to, you know, Chris LaCivita is the person who ran the Swift Boats thing.
Right.
I don't think this is coming out of there, because I think Chris understands probably the nuance and the differences. But I also know, and I'm sure, that Donald Trump, part of what attracted him to LaCivita, much like Mad Dog Mattison and the other people, is his military service and the fact that he did Swift Boats. And I will say this, and Chris is my friend. Chris actually won multiple Purple Hearts and was injured pretty badly in the first Iraq War.
Wow, didn't know
And with what John Kerry was doing, this may not be popular with some of our listeners, but with what John Kerry did, there was some reasonableness in the attack. I mean, the ads, the Swift Boat ads, were actually people who served with him calling him out. Now, I know they're trying to do that with Walz. It's not going to be a dog that hunts with Tim Walz. It really isn't.
Well, like Adam Kinzinger, Republican congressman from Illinois, decorated veteran.
John Kelly, pilot, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, and they're coming out and saying this is just nonsense, that what Tim Walz did, which was put in for retirement, that people do this all the time. And in fact, there's literally almost no way that Walz could have known his unit was going to be called up for active duty. And Kinzinger makes the point that if it was going to put that unit in a compromised position, that the commanding officer of any unit, when that happens, can 100%. Override that and say, nope, you have to defer your retirement. So there is no record to show that Tim Walz left his unit in any sort of compromised position at all. And again, to the point of the ad, you're going up, you're trying to compare a guy who spent 24 years of his life in active service against a guy who has 4 deferments for bone spurs. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, 100%. I'm hoping that we could get Adam to come on and talk about it. I assume Adam will be in Chicago, and as you know, no promises to listeners, but I would love to talk to Adam. I think both of us talking to Adam would be a good thing, because Adam makes a great point with that. Yeah. He really does. And I'll say this. I did not know Adam Kinzinger until I got invited to something that he was hosting to speak at it. And Adam Kinzinger is a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
And just a great guy.
Go ahead.
And he speaks the truth. Like, he really does.
Any questions for
Trigby? He's a guy in the Senate for the right reasons.
Trigby
He's
Olson.
He's the antithesis to Scott Walker.
If you want to talk to Trigby Olson, have a question, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's keep it in the national scene for just a minute more here. I want to play this cut from someone that we know well, Frank Luntz, who has been a longtime Republican pollster. He was on Fox, and he's been doing these polling and focus groups with Harris and undecideds. I want you to listen to this and then compare that to with your own focus groups that you've been doing here in Wisconsin. Here is Frank Luntz, pollster for Republicans on Fox News.
She's bringing out people who are not interested in voting for either Trump or Biden. So the entire electoral pool has changed. And if it continues in this direction, you have to start to consider Democrats winning the Senate and Democrats winning the House. the actual people who are participating. She's got intensity now. She's got an intensity advantage. She's got a demographic advantage. And I haven't seen anything like this happen in 30 days in my lifetime.
How big is that that marginal extra voter that she's bringing in? I mean, how much does that change the pool?
1%, maybe 2%. That's it. But that's enough.
Right.
Can I just ask you, though, about the veracity, frankly, of the polls right now? Because you go back and look, and there was an interesting report yesterday showing that if you look at where Donald Trump was in terms of what the polling showed, this is back in 2016,
yep,
undercounted. You go even in 2020, undercounted. And so, you know, you start to think about the, you know, margin of error situation where maybe she's up, you know, 1 or 2%. But, you know, is the Trump vote fully counted?
But that's why my process is not just to do the numbers. It's also to do the focus groups, to listen, to understand why people feel this way. And now my groups are broken up by young women saying, I'm not voting for him anymore. Make no mistake, there are three attributes, three components.
So you think it's a switch? It's not, because you just said, I'm not voting for them anymore. So you think they were voting for Donald Trump, now they're voting for Harris.
The people who are undecided have all collapsed towards Harris. The people who are weak Trump have all collapsed towards undecided. It's this broad shift. I'm trying to do a focus group tonight with undecided voters under the age of 27 for a major news outlet. And I can't recruit young women to this because they don't exist as undecided voters.
That was Frank Luntz. That's the important part there. Frank Luntz on Fox News. Trigby, you've been doing focus groups along with MSNBC folks here in Wisconsin tracking this. What Frank Luntz just said, that he can't find a female undecided right now to our focus group under 27. Does that match up with what you're seeing?
Todd, all Frank needed to do, I should shoot him an email. I haven't talked to him in years. I should shoot him an email. He should just come on the road with you and I. Like, right? He'd have known that if he'd have gone on a tour about what makes Wisconsin great, right? Mm-hmm. If you went to the Dells, if you went to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, it was obvious of what was going on. And, you know, I alluded to it earlier. Listen, people, Wisconsin is going to decide this thing. And people in Wisconsin who were sitting there looking at the race, and it really infuriates me. And I don't know if Frank was doing this, but there were a lot of people in the media who were writing these stories that these people were dual haters, like right, that they hated both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. A lot of them are never going to vote for Donald Trump again. Like, they've seen that show. They're done. He's been fired. So not an option. But Joe Biden, the problem was, is that what they were angry about and what they hated was that the two political parties had not really given them a choice. They'd given them a choice between Donald Trump, old, demented, and quite frankly, mentally unstable, and Joe Biden, who stood up in a debate, and they all have parents who have been aging, and they were like, somebody needs to take the car keys from this man. And so that's what they were angry about. And so given a choice, Kamala Harris gives them a real choice. And really, if you want to know what at its core level what this race is about, we're electing the most powerful person on the planet. Watch Donald Trump come down his airplane stairs. He's now flying on Jeffrey Epstein's old plane because his apparently doesn't work. But watch him come down the stairs and then watch Kamala Harris come down the stairs of the airplane.
Yeah, exactly. It's a completely
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Kamala Harris has different energy. Just absolute different energy. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Matt, can you get the question in quickly for Trigby here before the break? Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for what you guys do. My general question is, given all the division and this Christian nationalism, this MAGA group that formalize their leader, their fealty to Trump or whatever, once we beat Trump, and I think we will, what do you think that morphs into? Because I'm less afraid of Trump. I'm more concerned about the people around him.
That's a great question, Matt. Thank you so very much. I would let Trigby think about it. We'll get the answer on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tom Lamoille Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 12, pardon me, 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. Mr. Zombers, what did you dial up that time?
What Shall We Do Now by Pink Floyd.
Very good. Nice. Very good.
Oh, I thought it was Spinal Tap. We never have Spinal Tap.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Trigvi, right before the break, great call there by Matt, asking the question, look, if we collectively as a country can defeat Donald Trump in November, what comes next? Because it's the Trumpism that I think a lot of people, it's not just Trump himself, but the fact that all of these people that we used to call Republicans have genuflected politically, given themselves up ideologically, and have now been indoctrinated into Trumpism. What comes next?
Yeah, so, you know, the big question that I have, I think if Donald Trump loses, assuming Donald Trump loses, what you're going to have playing out in the Republican Party is a battle for that's when the real battle will open up. Now, the Trump people are going to do everything they can to want to keep control. But the Nikki Haley's, the Ron DeSantis's, all these others who, you know, their presidential ambitions will only be cured by embalming fluid, they're all going to be busting their move. And you've got, I think the first big tell is going to be what happens in the Senate leadership race. I know that's really down in the weeds, but you've got Rick Scott from Florida, who's will try and be the Trump person.
Who's in a tight race, by the way? Who's in a tight race?
He is, potentially. And here's where I think things will get real on the Republican side if it happens. There is a scenario where Harris really starts to bust the race open. And I suspect in early September, it will be interesting to see, because what might happen is Rick Scott, Ted Cruz, both of whom have opponents, suddenly they wake up and they get polling that shows them being vulnerable because Donald Trump in the top of the ticket is so vulnerable. That's when I really think you start seeing everybody knifing everybody, because it will become everybody for themselves and they'll all be fighting for the lifeboats. Now, how likely is that to happen? I don't know. It's hard to say at this point, but it could happen. Yeah. It really could.
855-752-4842, 855-752.
And honestly, can I add something to that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but here's the other piece. You know, people in Wisconsin will get this. When you go to your nice Lutheran church or your Catholic church, you learn about the 30 pieces of silver when you're in confirmation. These people have all taken the 30 pieces of silver. And at the point, if Donald Trump truly melts down, they're all going to have to be answering for taking the 30 pieces of silver.
Great analogy. Let's spend...
Didn't work out very well for Judas either.
No, not so much. let's talk about, and we should have gotten this probably sooner because we were off yesterday, had that great show up at Volk Field. We haven't talked to folks since the primary elections here in Wisconsin on Tuesday. What do you make of this? In the 3rd Congressional District, you had Rebecca Cook beating Katrina Shanklin, and now it's Cook versus Van Orden. And over in the 8th Congressional District, Green Bay, Fox Valley area, you had this Tony Weeds guy who is all in on Trump. They brought this kid who's a Trump bootlicker up from Florida to be the to run the campaign. And you've got this ultra MAGA candidate in Weeds going up against Dr. Kristen Lierley, who is a OBGYN. Her partner is a cop. Her kids hunt. And her campaign colors are green and gold.
Yeah, karma is the weird weed winning the primary. That's right. What karma really is. Wisconsin 8, that race like is going to be lit. Mm-hmm. It's already getting national attention. I met Kristen when we were on your show,
yeah,
actually,
Bay.
And mm-hmm. She's fantastic. They are going to try and I suspect they know this, that the Republicans and Weird Weed have one play. Weird Weed's play is going to be, oh, she's an abortionist, she's a baby killer, all the rest of it. What the key for her is going to be, can she make people make the case? And it's really true. Two voters that are like me, pro-life, somewhat right of center, but really unhappy with the Republican Party, and people like Weird Weed, he is weird. Can she make the case that she's a person who, like, you know, understands that government shouldn't be making decisions about her partner's shotguns, and the government shouldn't be in the middle of making decisions for her and her patients, that mm-hmm. those should be family decisions made with the doctor, because that's what conservatism is really about. Not having some theocrat like the former governor who tweets all Bible verses every other day and is not a smart man but knows politics, Scott Walker, making the decisions for my daughters. Right. I do not want the conservative lumberjack, the Katy Perry of Wisconsin politics, making decisions for my daughters.
Yeah,
I don't. And if she can make that case, Weird Weed is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean,
now
I'll just say quickly on when she was on our show up in Green Bay, Dr. Lierley said, "Look, in a perfect world, I would love a world where abortion is never necessary, but there
100%.
Are, and so the fact that she has that stance, but she also has the stance that when it is necessary, that women should have access to health care needs for their body. I think that's a very reasonable position that people can understand.
Totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Totally reasonable. That honestly, that's what the Republican Party supposedly and used to be about.
Right.
That families and individuals, and Tim Walz makes that case really
exactly.
well. And if she can make that case, she will be in a really good position. And I will say this, and you can use it as a clip because then I'll tweet it. The reality is, national Democrats if they want to win the House, they need to get 100% behind Dr. Lierley and get her the resources that she needs.
There you go. Let's get behind Dr. Lierley. Quickly, the 3rd, Rebecca Cook, who spent 2 years in a grassroots campaign after she came in 2nd to Brad Paff last time, spent 2 years in this grassroots campaign, brought in center-right Democrats to help her out financially, beat Katrina Shanklin, who's a great state legislator. But I think if you look at the results, what say you, in her own Senate district, she got 80% plus Katrina Shanklin did, but that just didn't add up across the district. It seems to me that Cook's grassroots ultimately won out over a candidate in Shanklin who might not have been as known.
Shanklin struck me as somebody who was really well positioned to take the case to Van Orden. I don't know as much about Cook. The reality is, in an election cycle like this one, is Derek Van Odwan vulnerable? Absolutely. Like, this is not the guy you want as your neighbor. He's the guy who's yelling at you, your kids, to get off his lawn. But that's going to be a harder race. Wisconsin 8 is a real shot, and Peter Barca, too.
We'll see you in Chicago next week, Trigvy, via the Democratic National Convention. We appreciate you, my friend. Safe travels. Trigvy Olson, everybody from Lincoln Project.
Sir.
Stay tuned. Brewers next on the RC Across Civic Media's radio network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a Throwback Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're still celebrating the glorious blue victory in the partisan primary, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.